Hi, we're Leader Lux.
And you're listening to CHSR.
Hi, we're the Apollo Ghosts. Welcome to 97.9 FM CHSR in
Fredericton, New Brunswick.
That was really good.
Did you know that at least 21 children are on the Canadian no-fly list, which labels them as potential airline security risks, all because of their name?
These children face searches and delays when traveling and may be prevented from boarding a flight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Gamers the Roundtable. I am your host, the man that's smoothing ice. How are y'all beautiful people doing? May the 4th be with you. I got my two co-hosts here with me, Trainer Red.
Hey, everyone. May the 4th be with ya.
My brother from the land of Los Angeles, Big Fish.
Glub, glub.
What it do, baby boo?
Making it happen, man. Making it happen. How you doing, man?
Good, good.
How was your week?
My week was good, you guys. It's been kind of a crazy week, but, you know, nothing too major.
You sound a lot better than you did last week, man.
Yeah, actually, my cough is down. I'm only coughing, like, maybe once or twice a day now, so it's much better. I was sick for the past couple weeks. I actually passed, like, so 6 weeks.
You embraced the power of the dark side, didn't you? Didn't you embrace the power of the dark
side?
Well,
they had cookies.
Exactly.
What am I going to do? They had cookies.
Hey, man, I will be your Sith trainer. I will let you know.
Well, we'll let you be Darth Vader.
Nah, I want to be Darth Maul.
But he got the double bow staff.
And now he has bionic legs.
Okay.
That's right.
I got
a cover for everything.
We have a great show for you guys tonight. Doing our what are you playing segment, and followed by our industry news segment, as well as our topic tonight is consoles and games from the 90s, which should be great.
Oh boy!
So let's go ahead and get this started. Red, I'm gonna let you go ahead first.
I've still been continuing playing Bravely Second, which is still lots and lots of fun. I'm enjoying that a lot.
Well, that's good.
And still, I've been playing a bit of Pokemon Picross still.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know, something simple to have fun with. Other than that, mostly watching stuff like through Twitch and all that.
Oh, nice.
Saw a little bit of Overwatch. Looks pretty good.
Looks like Team Fortress 2.
Yeah. It's similar.
Yep.
The big debates are, some people saying it's a direct ripoff of TF2, and other people saying that it's nothing like. It's similar in certain aspects, but it is its own neat game.
Yeah.
So you say the same, but different.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not exactly the same like some people are saying, but honestly, there are similarities.
All right, what was your feel about it? What did you think about the game when you saw your...
It looks really good. It does look like it'll be a lot of fun, to be perfectly honest with you. The beta starts tomorrow. The open beta starts tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's
starts tomorrow.
Well, everybody on PC can't. I know they're probably just counting down seconds and minutes right now.
Well, it's for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
They ran the gamut. Well, okay.
Blizzard's bringing it out currently.
Well, hey, if you got to do it, you got to do it right. Mm-hmm. I guess so. That's good. That's great, man.
It's just, like I said, it does have similar things from Team Fortress 2. I mean, you have to be able to see that if you're playing it. The people who say there's no connection are just lying to themselves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been looking at a lot of those first person shooter games out right now, and it seems like there's gonna be a nice good slew of them this season right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from that to Dishonored 2 coming out, which looks awesome, by the way.
Yeah, definitely. You
know? November 11th for those who don't know. No.
Well, look at this, Johnny on the spot right here. That's right, and that's why we love you, Ice. That's why we love you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think of other stuff that I've been hearing about. Honestly, I've just been watching a bunch of random stuff. Nothing too concrete. Watched. Charity stream for someone who was doing catch 151 in the original Pokemon Yellow, which
nice.
Went for 40 hours plus.
What?
Nice.
So he was streaming 40 hours constant.
That's a whole work week.
Was he doing through this through a PC mod or anything like that, or like a?
No, he was from the DS.
Really?
DS. I wonder how he was capturing that then.
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Other than that, but yeah. Went for 40 hours straight. That stream.
That's like a work week. He did this gaming. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Nice.
And, well, seeing as how there's charity, there is that going on today. There's the McHappy Day thing, which definitely people should go out and check out.
Yeah. So for like every Big Mac that's sold today, every Happy Meal, it goes towards local charities.
What? What?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I can go there and get, like, you know, 4 Big Macs, and I can feel good about myself then.
Pretty much, yeah.
I won't have the shame.
Man. No, that comes after you eat them all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, sweet victory.
That's awesome, though.
All right, what about you, man?
Well, I know this is going to be like, you know, change the record, Big Fish, change the record. But I've still been kicking it down with some Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
What percentage are you at?
Right now, I'm at 57%.
You were just at 50 last week.
Hey, man.
It takes a while.
It's called The Struggle is Real.
I've been thinking about getting Syndicate. I played it before. I couldn't get through it because I was like, this is too much Assassin's Creed. But then I'm like, okay, I think I can deal with it now. Because summer's, I'll explain it later.
Okay, cool, yeah. But yeah, basically been playing that still on, like, you know, wherever I get a chance to. Really been really digging this new patch they sent out right now for Star Wars Commander for mobile gamers out there. It's now kind of going to a phase where you can have clan on clan attacks and all.
Nice.
So that started last night for the patch going on today, being kicking it out for May the 4th be with you. I hope you're a part of the Empire squadron because Vader's 501st, which is clan I'm a part of, we're going to lock it down like Fort Knox. But yeah.
All right, cool.
That's going on right now. Been really enjoying that. So just right now waiting for Square Enix Montreal to actually kick off some more of their the maps for their Hitman Sniper app. So after that, nothing much really, man. What about you there, Ice?
Well, been still playing baseball. I've been playing that still a little bit here and there.
America's game.
America's fair pastime, apparently. I started The Last of Us on Friday again. They're doing the new game plus mode, so I started streaming that. Okay. And then Saturday, I got The Division.
What?
I got it for $20.
Well, you can't beat that.
I know. Yeah. See how it's $80 in a store, and I got for $20? Like, off to Gigi? Awesome.
It's called negotiations.
Yeah. No, I started playing that in that game. You know how you and I played the beta?
Yeah.
So much different than the beta, but like in a very good way. Like, I've only done 2 story missions. Uh-huh. The rest of the stuff I've been doing is side content. Like,
is it gonna be another Metal Gear Solid?
No, because this one feels more rewarding because you level up and with new levels you get better weapons and you get better equipment and better gear. And
isn't the level cap 27 right now?
No, because you know what's crazy? I was friggin' a level 6 and I was at this camp and I saw a guy that was a level 198.
Really?
Yeah, it was his dark zone thing, but that's where all the daily missions and stuff are once you're done the story and everything like that. But there are daily missions to do in the dark zone and everything. But I saw like a level 198. I'm like, how much do you have to play this game to be a level 198?
A lot,
apparently. Yeah. But yeah, it's a fantastic game so far. So, but I'm really loving it. I'm streaming just about every night now I can on Twitch and exporting all my gameplay to YouTube, which is going quite well, I might add. I don't get a lot of viewers right yet, but it's Trainer Red here said it takes a while to build up.
Well, you gotta like, you know, throw the seeds up there when you want the chickens to come home and roost. No.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure you've seen me putting things out on Twitter, like, hey, I'm live right now on Twitch.
I go up there and I like it, and I forward it on.
Yeah. No,
People say, are you real with this? I spent the rent on this.
No, it's but it's good. And next week, I'm very excited for PlayStation. Well, not PlayStation. PlayStation exclusive, I should say. Uncharted 4 comes out next week, and I get to get it on release date, which I'm very excited for.
That's when you have to really put on a Twitch right there.
Yeah, I will be.
You gotta be on that.
Yeah, I will be.
I mean,
it's just a matter of like, hey, here's your
game. And you know what you should do? You should do with some local content.
Yeah.
You should do like, you should have like, you know, you should be Twitching like the gameplay of The Division.
Yeah.
And no, excuse me, not Division.
Uncharted.
Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
And then eating like, you know, a smoked poutine.
Nice.
Yes. Or a relish burger. Yeah.
I've been really it's funny, I've been looking into getting a camera for when I'm doing Twitch, but I want to get like a mask to cover my eyes because I don't like putting my face out there on the internet, you know what I mean? Like on Twitch. Like, yeah. Or anything like that. Just because a lot of people do that.
Do you have the CIA after you?
No. No, I don't. No, it's just, I just don't feel like absolutely comfortable. A lot of people are like that, are they not?
Yep.
Yeah.
A few people.
Yeah. But no, well, I mean,
have to be like a cool mask. Like, you know how,
like like a mask from, like a Kato mask.
No, I was thinking like, you know how a grifter from Image Comics now?
Yeah.
He has a face mask like that and
yeah.
a bandana and all?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be kind of cool. No, but that's what I've been playing. And like I said there, I'm looking into getting Assassin's Creed Syndicate, not to play right now, but for in the summertime, because in the summer, nothing really comes out as far as games go, like for like the major consoles or anything like that. So that would kind of tie me over until I think the fall time. And also,
there's lots of games come out there that come out from independent studios. You gotta give the independents a good chance, man.
No, I know that. I do play independent, but I mean like big major titles. But I mean, I was talking about getting, like I was saying, getting Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Well, you know, we all look about going to the Jaloo Festival, which is the Miramichi.
What's that?
That's in June. I think that's June 9th. It's a 3-day event. It looks to be like, you know, a pretty awesome thing.
Kind of festival
it's,
is that?
It's about gaming and cartoons.
Oh, sweet. I didn't know that. Because we're covering Anna Maritime here this year in the Atlanta Gaming Expo like we do every year.
Yep. Okay, well, what does the schedules conflict?
I'm not sure. We'll have to look those
up. June 9th? Wait, you said it starts June 9th?
Yes, a 3-day festival.
You realize E3 starts on the 11th or 12th?
Are we in Los Angeles?
No, but I'm covering it.
Well, you're going to have a busy day.
I know. Because it's funny. I've been getting emails from companies, the companies that we're partnered with, like, hey, are you going to E3 this year? I'm like, are you paying for it?
Well, you know they say, I love you, Ice. I love you. They say, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
No, it is really true. But no, that's what I've been playing. I mean, and Mirror's Edge is coming out June 9th, which I look forward to. So I kind of want to get a jump on that. But like, and then I got E3 that Sunday for like 4 or 5 days.
It's gonna be a long weekend.
It's gonna be kind of a crazy summer. That
it is,
because we only covered two. Was it one event last year, Sean?
Yep.
This year we're doing 3 or 4.
We covered you covered a bit of Fredericton Gaming Expo as well.
Yeah, I did that last year. We did Inter Maritime.
Yes, that was awesome.
And I'm doing E3 this year as well. Gamescom in August, Tokyo Game Show in September. So nice. And then there's that festival you just saw on June 9th, so that's kind of crazy. But no, that's what I've been playing. Like, I mean, those are the games I've been playing, and Mirror's Edge comes on June 9th, so I want to play that too.
Well, you know what? I'll try and think about doing it, but if I'm not working, that was that night of the first opening of E3. I'll do it with you. How about that?
Cool. Well, yeah.
You're ordering a pizza, though.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, come on, Rick. He'll order pizza and KFC for us or something like that.
Well, like, that's one thing about doing it here. Like, I'm in talks, like, right now with getting a projector for Studio C and us bringing our laptops in and working from here, doing it from here, covering it, watching
awesome.
The conferences. Yeah.
That would be epic.
Ordering foods. But the thing that sucks, it's like 18-hour day. It's almost like 16-hour days because, like, the conferences start at, like, 9:30 their time, which is, like, 12-hour time, and they don't get until, like, 2:30 our
time. Well, yeah, like, at California is four hours
behind us. Yeah. Which is kind of crazy. But, no, that's what I've been playing. I mean, it's been good, so I look forward to the games that are coming out. Now, are you guys ready for something awesome?
What?
Let's have it.
It is time for our news segment.
What?
I'm going to let Trainer Red go ahead first.
All right. First of all, with the NX being getting us at least a mild date of in March 2017.
Yep.
New Zelda game actually was pushed back to go ahead with that date as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be a while, but it'll also be released for Wii U. So if you already have a Wii U and don't want to purchase a new console, you would still be able to play the New Zelda.
Yeah. Or if you want to play it, you can, because the NX is going to have all Wii U games HD versions of them on the NX.
Yeah. Yep. And then there's also the fact that at E3, Nintendo is not showing anything on the NX, and they're only showing one game, and that's the New Zelda one.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Because I think
that's like a media lockdown.
So wait, are you telling me they're not even going to have a conference this year?
No, one game they're showing off, that's it.
Wow.
Why are they being so tight-lipped?
I don't know. I guess they just got a lot of stuff going on, or just want to build up fire, I guess.
I can't even say it's because, like, it's a Japanese, like, video game producing company. I can't even say it because PlayStation is, too. But PlayStation's going to be there and, like, doing a conference.
They do an unveil. They let you know. They just show you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There ain't no guessing involved.
No.
This is a little weird for Nintendo to do. They've always been known for doing just their own stuff for E3. Like, but this to where they're purposely only showing one game, and that one game is Zelda that we already know a fair deal about, mind you.
Which we've been waiting for a few years.
Yeah, so it's a bit of an oddball to throw in, to be honest with you.
Is anyone taking over their spot, like maybe Bethesda or anything?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
That's unfortunate.
I have been hearing also another cool stuff from Well, right now with Nintendo, their only mobile game is Miitomo, which honestly, there's not even much of a game there. It's more like a social thing than anything. I've been hearing that this is actually creating the wave because I've been hearing of two other mobile games that they're going to create. One is going to be an Animal Crossing one, and the other is going to be a Fire Emblem one.
Nice.
Cool.
So that is going to be interesting to see what comes out of that, to be honest with you.
Cool.
Other than, and we, there's still no news on the new Pokemon game, but we're still waiting on that.
Sun and Moon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the ones. Still, it's kind of interesting to hear that there's going to be a Fire Emblem. There's going to be a Fire Emblem mobile game.
Like you mean on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or can you convey on a tablet too as well?
I'm assuming yes.
That'd be cool.
I would assume so. I'm sure they're not only going to do cell phone.
Yeah, I mean, that would be blocking sales.
Yeah.
That's nothing good about that at all.
Yeah.
So that's about it though for you, or you, what else?
I'm trying to think of what else other than, like, obviously I've been seeing quite a bit of stuff on Overwatch, but
yeah,
one I've already said my piece on. It's iffy, but it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool then, right there, man. That's cool.
What about you?
Well, I just am searching it right now. I found out that Fallout 4, their expansion called Far Harbor. This is gonna be the biggest, like, you know, expansion they put out right there, because it's gonna be a vast sandbox area in this game, the biggest they've actually created so far.
Isn't that game big enough though?
They're making it bigger, more characters, more upgrades to your armor and gear and all. So I mean,
okay,
it's all the hubbub, as they say now.
All the hubbub.
Also, as well, everybody know out there in Radio Land, just letting you know, today is May the 4th, so be strong with the force today. Be strong with it.
And for those who are on the dark side, make cookies.
That's right. That's it. But if you're a player of Star Wars Battlefront, today is your day to play. You will be able to, if you play today, you will get 4,444 free credits just for logging on.
That's awesome.
So may the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And on some industry relevant news, Captain America Civil War starts May 6th. That's Friday.
Word.
Nice. So hold on. Let me ask you cats a question.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you guys pro registration or pro hero, superhero?
I'm pro superhero.
That's right. What you read?
That one's actually tough for me because I've been more towards the registration stuff.
Really?
Yes.
But then again, I think I'm both because, like, well, you think, like, you look at some superheroes like Daredevil. He's a hero, yes, but the cops portray him as a
vigilante.
Yeah. So same with like Spider-Man when he begins out. Same with Batman in the Nolan North in the North series.
Well, the mask has always been a part of the tradition in this sense.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been it's always been part of the tradition. Like, you know, you don the mask to keep your family and friends safe and all.
Yeah.
The registration, though, is essentially signing with the government so they know who you are. It's essentially the same stuff with, like, when you register a firearm or stuff. So the people mm-hmm. will be held accountable if they do cause unforeseeable damage. I mean,
dude, Tony Stark's got so much money, he don't give a damn if you shoot somebody.
Yes, but you gotta understand, like, now, it's a safety precaution.
Exactly. If we go with the origin story, which I'm not sure if the film is gonna stick to or not. If we go with the origin story was it was a elementary school in Stamford, Connecticut, that was incinerated by a supervillain by the name of Nitro. Basically,
I've seen that one.
He went post almost like, you know, but basically subnuclear and blew himself up and all, him and Narita and the remnants of what they call the New Warriors for Speedball, Namorita, and Night Thrasher and all, and Microbe.
Mm-hmm.
Which basically opened up the public to, like, it created a public outcry because of this atrocity happening. And that's what basically spawned the Permanent Registration Act.
Yes. I just can't wait to see the final showdown of that thing, because it's like Avengers versus Avengers. Yeah. And like when I saw Black Panther today, I saw an image and he had a Jeet Kune Do stance, and I was
Jeet Kune Do.
And,
the Bruce Lee stuff fighting style.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, okay, I have to see this movie now because that just looks awesome. And Spider-Man's in there. I don't even know which side Spider-Man's on.
Well, in the comic, he first started out with the pro registration side. He basically came out to the world and disclose that, hey, I am Peter Parker. So I've been Spider-Man since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
And then after a fight with Captain America, he finds out he decides himself, like, you know, hey, this was the wrong choice I made. I should be, like, you know, I've always wanted Captain America's respect. I always wanted, he's always somebody like I always looked up to and all. How could I ever fight him?
And Ant-Man, he's on Iron Man's side. I don't know.
Henry Pym, yes, he is on the side of registration, actually. Yes.
I know, Black Panther's on Captain America's side.
Exactly.
Iron Fist is with Cap as well.
Exactly. So Lucas Cage, Daredevil, Wolverine.
Wait, Daredevil's in this? No, Daredevil's not in this movie.
One in the comic. It was a vast array of characters. I mean, it really did almost split the Marvel Universe right down the middle.
Yeah. I think this would make a very cool tie-in movie game.
Well, I think it would be good. I just wonder how authentic is it to the story is going to, actual origin story is going to be.
See,
because, I mean, same with the Infinity Gauntlet series that came out with Marvel as well. That was a great spinoff.
Yeah.
We can say as well about, you know, the Dawn of Justice. That was Batman Year One.
Yeah.
You look at things like
Daredevil. Like, you look at Daredevil, the Netflix series, how true that was to the
the origin. Yeah,
yeah, it was very good. Like, it was probably the best I've seen. As far as, like, Batman goes, Batman never, I don't think Batman will ever need a origin story ever again. Same as Spider-Man.
Oh, Christopher Nolan and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
They solidify that.
No, I know.
They put the period on there. You know, we don't even know where Batman came from. No more. Because we know they did a damn good job.
We had seen it done to death, though, like, in video games such as Arkham Asylum. Like, friggin' Batman Forever, if you remember that movie.
The one with Batman Forever, was that one with Val Kilmer?
Yep.
Okay. You see, you know, they're...
I digress.
See, don't get me started on this right here.
What you guys see, Red? First of all, did you guys see the trailer for The Killing Joke?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you're
Rip headphone
good.
Users again.
Go ahead. You're good. You're good. No,
yeah.
You're good.
Red.
Yeah.
I was ready to chew on some rocks after seeing that one. Because, you know, I remember reading that graphic novel when it first came out. And it was like, good. Oh, my goodness. And now they're actually making what? Are you kidding me?
I know.
I'm going to buy it 3 times.
I know, right?
Yes.
I'll give you guys $5 right now if you can tell me the three or four stories that are tied into that, like that are with that, whether it come before and after it, the two after it.
Let me see the $5 first.
What?
I'm joking. Maybe
no worries.
Maybe I buy $5 in nickels.
Do you guys want me to break it down for you?
Go ahead.
Do it.
Okay. There's The Killing Joke, Death in the Family, Under the Red Hood.
Yes.
You said there was four.
That was three. No.
You said two before and two after.
No, I said one before, one after. But it's The Killing Joke, Death in the Family, Under the Red Hood, and I think the other one's Legacy.
Hmm.
All right, cool.
Nice.
Because The Killing Joke is when he kills Robin, and when Batman finds him, Death in the Family. Like, The Killing Joke is where, like, they have Robin, who is Tim Drake, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And they kill him, which is The Killing Joke. And then there's that Death in the Family where Batman finds him and shows him holding him, like, across his arms, and he's dead. And that's where you see in the Batman vs. Superman trailer the Robin suit with the spray paint of the Joker's paint on there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That, and then there's Under the Red Hood, which Tim... You know, I can't even say that because it's a spoiler warning. It's a spoiler.
Yeah.
It's a major spoiler, so I'm not going to say anything. But for those who are a big fan of comics and actually know this story, this should be fine. But anyway, we got away from the gaming stuff anyway.
Yeah, exactly. As for the whole, that registration stuff that we were talking about, there is actually a game already with that stuff in.
Really?
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Oh, right. That's right. That is a good game.
Yeah. It has all that registration stuff.
All right, we gotta get rolling along.
Yeah.
We do apologize. We get excited with our nerdiness and up in this
that's
place.
That's it. We geek out.
What?
A little loud, buddy.
A little loud? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was that all you had, though, for industry-relevant news?
That's what I'm good for.
I have some interesting news. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare was released. Date was announced the other day. A Call of Duty that takes place in space. Now, they had told us about this years ago, but we didn't know if it actually existed or not.
Yeah.
I'm iffy on that.
I gotta be honest with you.
I'm iffy.
The Call of Duty curse with me has been broken.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me mistaken though.
Yeah.
I appreciate, like, you know, the creativity that goes along with the game. I mean, that franchise.
Yeah.
But however, when everything just comes, it's the same exact game almost. Like, yeah. You know, every year.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, with new maps.
Yeah.
Okay, that. Give me something else.
Yeah.
It's fun to shoot zombies and all, but mm-hmm. I think you have more contenders out there. Yeah. You know, they're going to, like, you know, dip into your your revenue stream right there, because I mean, everybody else is stepping their game up right now.
Mm-hmm.
True enough, Call of Duty was, like, you know, a great addition.
It also has a remastered edition of the first Modern Warfare.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, I think they got to do more than that, though.
I think this is the one both of you guys enjoy. Titanfall developer announces a third-person Star Wars game coming out.
Ooh. I'm looking
forward
to that.
That was me hitting the floor.
That was you hitting the floor.
They can do that properly, then that'll be really good.
Yeah.
I do enjoy Titanfall.
I do, too. Then this next one. The Battlefield 5 reveal is this Friday. Now, DICE is saying this is something the fans won't expect this, what this is going to be. Now, if you guys remember, I think it was like November of last year or something like that, there was a rumor that it was going to be World War One. So if that is a real thing, that's very cool, because we've never seen an actual game like this done in World War One. But if they're saying we won't expect this, could possibly be that World War One. But I think it would be the Vietnam War or the Korean War, because we've never seen those either really too much.
Hmm.
Yeah, we've seen Vietnam. I mean, they have that one.
We've seen Vietnam in like one game, and that was Call of Duty Black Ops 1. That was it.
Yeah, but there have been other Vietnam War era games.
But nothing like this with such a major title.
True, true.
Yeah.
I'm curious. It sparked my curiosity.
It did, definitely. For sure. And one more. I have one more here. The Nintendo NX might ditch disc drives for cartridges again. Cartridges is a. I think that's kind of a cool idea, because you can't scratch a cartridge.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
yeah,
that
I
is,
like cartridge better.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, they're more durable. Yeah. They definitely are more durable.
That's my industry news this week, guys. Like, what are you thinking now for this Battlefield 5 thing? You want to say?
I'm just curious. I mean, it's like, the Korean War or the Vietnam War? We've seen a Vietnam War era game. I have. Korean, not so much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you consider, like, you know, this home, was it?
Homefront.
Homefront Revolution. That's supposed to be against the Korean occupation right there.
Kind of, yeah. But we're talking about, like, the actual Korean War that happened.
Like, you know, like, okay, like
the
Chosen.
In the 50s, yeah.
Yeah, like a Chosen Frozen Reservoir. Okay. Yeah. That's gonna be epic.
I think it's gonna be interesting to see. I want to give.
I mean, first person shooter and all. Yeah. I mean, hey.
I'm sure they will show us a demo of some sort, or they'll at least show us a trailer, so we'll have an idea of what we're seeing. Then again, I've never seen Battlefield do a World War II game.
That was a Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah, I've never seen Battlefield do a World War II game.
Yeah, it's hard, ain't it? Nah, pretty much. I think Activision and Treyarch—they pretty much have, like, you know, they've locked that down back early.
Yeah.
You know, with, like, you know, the previous, like, you know, Call of Duties and
yeah.
You know, stuff like that. No, so I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to our subject now, guys.
Just do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Go for it.
We have an awesome topic for you guys this week: consoles and games of the '90s. And when we say '90s, it's gonna be like a two-parter this subject, actually. I guess, like, one this week and one next week. This week we're focusing on the Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, like those big ones that really took off.
Yeah.
There are others, and I'm gonna let Big Fish go ahead and name those off.
There is a ton of them, man. But I mean, talking about, like, our main two being the Super Nintendo, that came out and it just revolutionized the whole gaming industry.
Yeah.
And its only competitor at the time was the Sega Genesis. Both of them scoring to, like, say, hey, we have 16-bit graphics and all.
Yep.
And they made every bit screen.
That was the great war of the 1990s, is the Nintendo versus Sega. We do what Nintendo don't.
Exactly, you know?
I thought their whole thing about blast processors.
Yeah, well, that it was basically, like, you know, saying, like, you know, we have the better each one would say they had better graphics and all. Now, each system did have good graphics and all. I mean, from Super Metroid to, like, you know, Super Ghouls and Ghosts to...
Oh,
like,
I love Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, Sega Genesis, they had Sonic the Hedgehog. You know, as well, they had Golden Axe and all the other, like, you know, breakthrough games that, like, you know, For no less better phrases, I mean, they, like I said, revolutionized the gaming industry.
You want to know something funny about Golden Axe?
What's that?
The character, the people who did the voices for that game, the were on Death Row, actually.
Really?
For people who were on Death Row, yeah.
It would take you to figure out how to get that kind of, like, you know, a tidbit of knowledge right there. That's awesome, though.
Actually, he knew it, too. Yeah. Because we read game, so, like, some episodes we'll read game facts off on here, and it's pretty interesting, yeah. But yeah, like there were those exclusives that were like they have versions of the game that are pretty much the same, but just like at a different level in it. Pretty much, like, I'll use Ninja Turtles in Time and Ninja Turtles mm-hmm. the Hyperstone Heist. Same game, just one is just like a little bit different. Like it's pretty much the same game though, exactly the same game. So you really don't know as much of a difference.
Yeah. You really don't, because I mean, like you said, they are, like, you know, pretty much the same game almost in a sense. But I mean, just, like, you know, from a different angle, they might, like, you know, change the story up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was talking to you guys earlier about the Sega Genesis was I had with myself growing up, and I mean, I played it till it broke. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I played it till
I had a Sega Genesis growing up too.
It was great. Now for me, it was like iconic because that was the very first game. I mean, the system actually had blood involved in it.
Yep.
You know, when they came out with Mortal Kombat, you could put the blood cheat on, and you could basically, you know, mm-hmm. you had all the gore you wanted. And I was just like, this is something we shouldn't be doing, but we're doing it anyway, and it's fun.
Yeah.
This is awesome. It's like a disclaimer at the beginning of Jackass, you know?
Yeah.
Don't try these stunts at home. Don't send us anything. We won't even open it. Yeah. That's like saying, hey, this is going to be more funner than usual.
It's going to be more fun than usual. Oh, that's funny.
You know, so yeah. That was just, like, you know, iconic to me right there. I mean, especially with the Super Nintendo, that's when you had Street Fighter came out. Like, you know, that's where, like, you know, Shadoukens and Sonic Booms and Flash Kicks and, you know, Psycho Crushers came through. Like, it was just awesome. That was, like, you know, the definition of my era right there. So
And you learned to do the moves too. You didn't look well because we didn't have the internet.
You wrote it down.
Yeah.
You didn't have the internet back then.
You committed it to memory.
You either found out how to do it through one of two ways: magazines like Nintendo Power.
Yep.
Or when you finally did do it and you knew how to do it, you wrote it down.
I'm telling you, man, you committed memory now.
Well, because there was nothing like we didn't have the internet back then like we do nowadays for this
exactly.
stuff. We had
I can tell you right now still that the Konami code is up down left right B A B A start.
Yep.
And that'll give you 30 free men in the game Contra on Nintendo Entertainment System and all.
You know,
which
the
is
U-
awesome.
You know the
I
UF
Contra.
It was a great game.
You know, yes.
And like I said, I have committed those things to memory right there.
You know the UFC 2 game that I got this year?
Yeah.
You had to enter the Konami code to unlock a character.
See, that's what's up. And if you were an 80s kid, you knew the Konami code.
Well, Konami had such good games back then. Like, they did the Ninja Turtle games. They did all of
that. Yeah, exactly.
They did them all the way up until 2009 or 2008.
Yeah.
I think it was I don't even know. Did they do Double Dragon? No, that was Tecmo. Tecmo.
Yeah, but not to say that Platinum Stars are doing their thing with the Mutants Manhattan and all. The game does look pretty good, but I digress. We're talking about that. That's modern era. We're talking about like, you know, 90s era.
Like,
games.
Well, like, it's funny. It was Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. You got the same game, but either or, one of those versions of the game was superior to the other. I'm going to use Aladdin in this case as an example, because Aladdin on the Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, you got a sword. On the Super Nintendo one, you didn't. You had to platform it.
It was like you had to jump on some guy's head and you throw apples at him. Something like that. I remember that. Yeah.
Thank God for Game Shark, by the way, because you could actually save your game back in the day.
Yes. I know, right? Well, I mean, for as well, though, the Sega Genesis, we had an industry classic.
Yeah.
It was that's called Blades of Steel. Not Blades of Steel. That was on Super. That was on Nintendo. That
Streets
was a
of
hot
Rage?
Game. Streets of Rage. I will play that game till this day even.
I have all three of those now, but I only had the first one as a kid, if I remember correctly. And every night when my dad got home from work, he used to deliver during the day, like deliver trucks. And like not deliver trucks, but be a delivery guy for like, truck companies. And I was like, Dad, can we play Streets of Rage? And we'd go down there. We'd sit there for a good couple hours playing that game. And I never beat it, but my dad did. We would co-op it, right? Like you had the old beat 'em ups when you. I would always die like probably around 7th or 8th level, and then my dad would always get to the 9th level and beat it. Same with a really hard game, which I'll mention later because I have a list of games I actually played on the systems.
Yeah, those, you definitely have to break that list down, definitely. Because, yeah. I mean, those were like the classic games right there that, like, you know, that's the reason why we have Uncharted 4s and the reason we have, like, you know, Dark Souls 3s and Splinter Cells and all. I mean, that's.
Do you remember the game Echo the Dolphin?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
That's still remembered as a classic.
Unfortunately, yes, I do. I mean, where you're a dolphin who gets separated from his pod, and you have to use echolocation.
I've tried playing that game like last year, and I still don't know the purpose of the game or even how to get past the first level.
There is no purpose.
Oh, okay.
Just understand, it's a maze of jump out of an ice hole here and go here and go hit a tornado, and that'll get you back to your family pod. Yes, like I said, unfortunately, yes, I know that game, unfortunately.
Yeah. But yeah, like, back in the day, there was, like, they had the same games, but the other one was superior to the other one.
Yeah, like what we were just saying, though, you had Streets of Rage. The equivalent of that on Nintendo was Double Dragon.
Yeah, that's true.
So, they had Super Double Dragon, which was no bad. That
game's still hard today.
It's still fun to beat them and play to this day.
Yeah.
They were the same, but different, you know? So, I mean, I would still to this day, like, you know, go down there with a Super Nintendo and, like, you know, give it a go.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, A Link to the Past, that was a great game.
Yeah, definitely.
That was fun.
Super Mario World, uncanny.
Still have it.
The one with Yoshi, you know, that was fun.
Yeah. I have it on my 3DS. It got released.
Yeah. I'm about to buy one just so I can get that off you. I'm about to buy one. But yeah, I mean, Super Mario Kart, I mean, these were awesome games. I mean,
it goes without mention, but we do have to say it, Earthbound.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jaw,
no,
my goodness.
Earthbound.
What?
I said Earthbound.
Yeah, I know.
Earthworm Jim
was
good, though.
Yeah.
And the equivalent of that would have been Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah.
These were classic games. These were games where, like, you know, everybody could play them and could find, even though they might be a little harder than the most for some people, they were still enjoyable to the whole family.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I mean, Red, what you're being awfully quiet back there. Like, what did you, like, play as a kid? Like, when.
I played. Like, Super Mario World.
Nice.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of Spawn sometimes.
Ooh.
I played. There was Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball.
I love that game.
It's a great baseball game to this day.
I had Super RBI for the Super Nintendo.
Nice.
And on the Sega Genesis.
Nice.
Yeah, RBI.
I had a standard hockey game that they had on it.
Cool.
Let's see. There's that Ninja Turtles like Tournament Fighter one.
Yep. Tournament Fighters. You got it.
Yep. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was a
love
good
that
beat
game.
It was a great beat 'em up.
It's so much better. That one's like one of those examples. The one on the Super Nintendo is much better than the Sega Genesis one.
That one I had a lot of fun with. It was
To this day. Yep. Still fun to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I did actually own a copy of Shaq Fu.
That's on my Sega Genesis list here, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you excited for the new one coming out?
I'm just hoping it's bad.
I'm just hoping because it was the first one.
No,
was so
it
bad.
Has to be bad because that's the way we all remember it.
Yeah.
So they have to make it bad.
Oh, that game was atrocious.
Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
He was like your hero growing up, wasn't he?
No.
Because he played for the Lakers and then he was in Shazam.
No. Shazam, no. I wanted to beat my own brains in. I wanted to hurt myself.
Well, I just remember that game. That game was terrible.
A lot of it. Yeah, Shaq Fu was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just say that because he's pretty big. I ain't trying to get that mad. I ain't trying to get that cat mad.
What games did you have like on the Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo?
My goodness,
like,
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast is hard. That's a hard game.
It is.
My best friend and I, Fred, we still play it when he comes over my modded Xbox there, and it's still hard. We can get past the first stage. The second stage is just a whole new story.
It's fun though, but it's like one of those great games right there where you can just, even though you beat it, you can still go through it again.
Yeah.
Trying, like, you know, okay, this time I'll go through it without getting hit at all, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that, like I said, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. I mean, I remember when I first beat that game right there, I actually had like, you know, a feeling of accomplishment in my life. Like, I did something good with my life right there.
Did you do a happy dance?
I went up and, like, you know, I climbed the door jam in my house, and I remember climbing the door jam. You know, I played that. Another game that for some Nintendo was called Act Razor and all.
I know that game. Ace Razor. Is it Ace Razor or Act Razor?
Act Razor.
Okay, Act Razor.
Awesome game where it was like, you know, you were like, it was kind of like along the lines of Populous that came out for the Genesis at the time and all. It was a really good game and all. That one, and it was just really a slew of games that came out. From Earthworm Jim, you know, all those games like Toe Jam and Earl, all those right there.
Real Monsters. That's the one I just remembered.
Yeah. You know, so I mean, I had the full-on experience of gaming in the 90s, and I loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What about you, though? What games did you have?
I had a list here, because I had to admit, I had, you know, those one of those big Tupperware bin things you can get now? Like, I had a green one full of those.
The ones you get, like, you know, you're haggling, like, for...
Say if you were to, like, put toys in them or whatever, like, for kids. Yeah. I had a big one of those just full of Sega games as a kid.
Well, there you go, man. I
remember games playing, like, Three Ninjas Kick Back from the movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I can never get past the first level, though. Best of the Best Championship Karate. I love that game to this day.
Around.
To this day.
No one's ever going to take you down.
Bubsy. I had Bubsy on the Sega Genesis.
Did you have Echo? Yeah.
Aladdin. I did have Echo. Because my uncle gave it to me. I had Double Dragon on the Sega Genesis. They had one game come out. It was the Super Double Dragon, but it was the fighting one where we fight each other, not the...
Oh, okay. You know,
yeah. I had Golden Axe. I had The Lion King, which was really freaking hard, and I still can't beat it to this day.
What?
Yeah, it's still hard.
You want me to come over there and beat it for you, man?
You can. Okay. I didn't play this game when it was on the Sega Genesis, but I played it when I had my... I just had to see how bad it was Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Oh, my
God. I had to see how bad it was. You know how much that game is actually going for just down at Digital World in the case?
How much?
$100.
Really?
Yeah, it's $100.
I remember having that one.
Yeah. Power Rangers, the movie video game, which I actually really liked. not Rainbow 3. I have that on there. Mortal Kombat, I played that when it first came out to the Sega Genesis. But Rainbow 3. Now, Rambo, here's a special story. That game is so hard. So hard. And I don't know how to this day. My father and I would play that quite a bit. After we beat Streets of Rage, we would work on Rambo 3. And somehow my father had beaten it. And this is one of the games, if you get shot twice, you're dead. You have to start the whole game over again.
That was one of those.
Yeah. Okay. And it was hard, and my dad beat that game somehow.
Well, he was tactical.
It was crazy. No, you couldn't be tactical in this. You got shot. But it was crazy, and I was really impressed. I'm still depressed to this day, because I tried playing it a couple of weeks ago, and I still can't even get past the first part.
Jeez.
Revenge of Shinobi.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Road Rash series.
Those were fun.
Shadow of the Beast, which, like we said, Shaq Fu I had.
Yeah.
I had a Spider-Man game, which was really fun. Streets of Rage was a huge one for me. Huge.
That was a hit.
Ninja Turtles, Hyperstone Heist, Toy Story, Virtual Fighter 2, and WWF Super WrestleMania.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I for the Super Nintendo, I had, like, Donkey Kong Country, which we forgot. Forgot Donkey Kong Country.
That
folks.
Was like, you know, that was just it.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had Krusty's Super Funhouse on there for the SNES.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, Pilot Wings and Star Fox had those on there, and the Tick.
Star Fox was awesome.
It was, and Turtles in Time, and We're Back. I had We're Back on there, which was fun. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other stuff. Definitely one of the bigger stuff, though. I always remember when thinking back to the Super Nintendo was. They had the peripheral attachment where you'd put Game Boy Color games in, and you'd play them on the Super Nintendo.
I remember that. That was like a little hidden feature towards the end of it. Yeah,
it was basically an empty cartridge that you put the game in, and you'd slot it into the on top of the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I remember that. And
it would let you play Game Boy Color games.
I do remember that. Yeah, and.
A lot of people used it for Pokemon.
If you guys remember the Sega Genesis, I had the Sega 32X and the Sega CD.
Oh, what?
Now the Sega... I didn't have that, no. But the Sega 32X, you had to have a special cord that went from inside the Sega Genesis that plugged into the 32X for this to actually work. And I remember that's what Virtual Fighter first came out on. Virtual Fighter.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, that was one where it's like you could be a ninja or a keto fighter.
And your jumps, you looked like you were in Halo for crying out loud in this.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's like, whoa, and then like just like you're on the on anti gravity.
Almost like it was like a predecessor to Tekken and all.
No, this the Virtual Fighter had 5 games. It was still out on the PS, coming out on the PS3.
Really?
Yeah. Because I had 5 or 4. I think it's 5. Yeah. But yeah. No,
I remember the moves for that game right there where you had this, forward two, back two.
They were so awkward. Like, the controls were so awkward in that game. But,
I remember that game.
Like, probably just something. Like, I still play, my modded Xbox nowadays just to get a classic feel for a retro game. Like, retro games were really challenging. You got your money's worth.
That's for sure.
They weren't as expensive. But apparently, when a regular Nintendo, not regular Nintendo, like when a Sega Super Nintendo came out, it was like what, $300, $500? No,
I don't remember. I think it was like $189.99.
Wait, no, okay, that's not too bad. It's funny because I don't even remember ever seeing a Super Nintendo brand new in the box, till when I was much older, this past couple of years. But back then, I only saw them being used, and then I got them somehow, and I don't remember how. I think it was my
you got
parents picked them up or something like that.
Yard sales, likely.
I'm done playing with this series. It's yours now.
Yeah. Oh, likely a yard sale if I'm.
Hey, nothing wrong with yard sale stuff. Yeah. I mean, trust me. I will go there. I don't know about getting clothes from a yard sale, but I go there and get like you said earlier, a bucket of games and all for $30.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can definitely do with that.
Or sometimes where they just have video game memorabilia stuff.
Yeah, it's
kind of posters. Cool.
Do you guys just remember when you had those? There was those fighting games. But when you saw a boxing game for the Super Nintendo or Sega, you got right stoked just because you were nailing someone right in the face.
Yeah, you were gonna beat somebody up.
And you saw the damage. You're just come on, take that.
Exactly.
Yeah, take that.
It was awesome. Yeah. I was those were. That's why I think I was digging Super Double Dragon so much and all, because they have the.
Oh, that game it's still so hard though.
They have the apropos. Knee bash, you get in the elbow, and trapping somebody's hand, just beating the crap out of them. And that was awesome.
There's things I'll never forget. As a kid, having my cousin Derek over, who and I are really close, he and I are quite close, and just sitting down in the summer on a Saturday afternoon, it being hot out, but we're sitting down in the basement, freaking in the dark, freaking sitting there with our legs crossed, when you're a kid, how you're a kid with a story time or whatever.
Yeah,
you're just sitting there with TV on, glowing your face, and have that Sega just going we played Mortal Kombat religiously and just and you went almost to bedtime right playing that thing. It was just crazy, good time. Those are the days I miss, just getting together with a buddy and playing a good old game like that. You could still do that with Mortal Kombat, the new one nowadays, but
and now you can do it from the comfort of your home.
Exactly. You could just still but that's the thing. I'm I miss that that social interaction with a person coming over and playing and have that competition feel actually there in the room.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was an era we had right there before, the multiplayer, era came up right now where it's, you can play people over, Wi-Fi or just whatever.
Yeah.
But now people do from, the comfort of their own homes.
Yep.
These games, all these systems were predecessors to what we have now.
Yeah.
Industry saw what worked, they saw what it could be, and they gave it to us.
I don't think we should have ever got rid of cartridges, though.
Well, during that age right then, when CDs basically...
they were the new thing.
CDs and DVDs took over.
Yeah.
It was the compact disc, craze.
Yeah.
And we were talking about last week on our last show and all about how the Sony MD disc was supposed to, supposed to take over the CDs and all.
Yeah.
Well, that was just another cart. That was a floppy, little miniature floppy disc and all.
Yeah.
The technology was there, but it just...
It just didn't take off.
Really. It wasn't marketed correctly.
It didn't take off. Excuse me. It didn't take off until, I want to say, either the Saturn or PlayStation 1. Mm. And that came out.
Or the Sega Dreamcast?
Yeah.
That was later in the 90s. That was 99, 2000.
I think it was.
Yeah. There. But they should have, I think everything should have stuck with cartridges because you can't scratch a cartridge. You can't put a fingerprint on it.
Yeah, that's true. But it got to a point where people were just saying, why can't we just have a thousand different kind of, CD holders out there.
Yeah, but does a cartridge, how much memory can those hold? Does anyone know?
I'm not going to go on the record saying it, but I think last time I checked, it was 64 megs.
That's it?
That's my last time I checked. I could be wrong.
Yikes, because apparently, discs, Well, I mean, they have the PS4 disc now, and some of them hold, like, some games to install, it's like 54 gigabytes.
Yeah.
So, maybe the disc was the better choice in a sense.
You know, for holding that many vast amounts of data, yeah, of course.
Trainer Red, we've never heard much of your opinions, like, as far as Sega versus Nintendo, like as far as it goes back in the day in the 90s.
I think it's pretty obvious considering what console's still around nowadays.
I have to agree. It's true. I do. Well, it's
and with that, he does a mic drop.
We do what Sega don't. Boom! Walks away, rapper style. No.
It's pretty obvious that with systems.
But like it's funny. We'll see how like Sonic and all them are on Mario games now, like the Olympics and all that. So did Nintendo buy the Sega out?
I think so.
They're still their own company in a way. Like they still have studios. Like they have one in Australia still. I think yeah.
Well, I mean, they just acquired them. It's like if GM took over Honda, for example.
Yeah, like you're saying.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you guys still be you, but
Sonic still makes money.
We're still the parent company now. We lasted.
Because Sonic still makes money. Yeah. A shit ton of money.
It makes money.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. No. It still can't compete with Super Smash Brothers or Super Mario World.
No.
You wouldn't be against it was like putting, like, you know.
I think the way Sega could make money again is if they brought out Shenmue 1 and 2 HD, like on PS4 or Xbox One.
They could have by now.
But then again, they released the rights to that to the guy who's developing Shenmue 3 for PlayStation 4 right now, currently.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, they had to see the light. They had to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you guys planning on playing over the next week?
Probably continue with my Bravely Second stuff.
Nice.
I ever get around to finishing that, I'll probably head back over to Fire Emblem.
Nice.
Let's see. I'm going to probably go home and get on some Assassin's Creed, Black Flag. Mm-hmm. See if I can, like, you know.
Did you use the bar fights yet?
I haven't done a bar fight yet, but I tried to find one of those legendary ships to fight.
Yeah.
I tried to find one, and I couldn't find it.
They're at the corners of the map.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, far corners.
And I had to sail all the way there, and I was right over one, and it won't bring it out, so it won't bring the ship out.
Yeah.
So I had to figure something out about that. But, yeah, other than that, I'm going to get on some more Star Wars Commander.
May the fourth be with you.
That's it, you know. as with you as well. but we'll play some more of that, see if I get involved in the clan match, and however I get rated with that, and hopefully win some Star Wars crystals tonight.
Nice.
Nice. What about you, Ice?
Going to be continuing with the Division probably until next Tuesday. That's when Uncharted 4 hits.
Right.
I'll probably play The Last of Us some as well, and maybe some baseball. But when Uncharted hits, that's all I'm gonna be playing. It's a done deal. Like I'm like just need food, potty, and bedroom for my games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Division's really addicting. Like it's really. Oh my gosh.
We'll get you a box of like you know Mr. Noodles and all. How long
so just be? I don't want a Mr. Noodles. I want Donairs, yo.
I'll take the Mr. Noodles if
I'm
you're
telling
all right.
You, though, Mr. Noodles ain't nothing wrong. Mr. Noodles and hot dogs and some sriracha sauce, you can't go wrong that way.
Sriracha sauce?
Yeah. Sriracha sauce, yeah.
Definitely.
If you want to get fancy with it one day, go get a smoked poutine.
Yeah. Yes. all right, guys. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. You can find us on Twitter at Roundtable Gamers, on YouTube at Roundtable Gamers, and our Twitch is currently up in the air right now. We're gonna be I gotta adjust the schedule for that. Next week's topic is our part two of the 90s consoles, which will be Nintendo 64 and PlayStation 1. So yeah, it should be a good time. We will be back next week. I've been your host Ice.
I've been Red.
I've been the Big Fish, the Hook Gamer,
and may the fourth be with you all.
May the fourth be with you all.
May the fourth be with you,
and happy gaming.
Happy gaming, folks. Take care.
See ya.
They give you updates on these on your like you know your devices nowadays, your technology.
Yeah.
And eventually some of these updates and all pretty much wear your phone.
When you're on the go, the last thing you want is an added stop. So get everything you need on campus at the Campus Shop. The Campus Shop is your one-stop shop for whatever you need. Snacks, drinks, household goods, laundry products, and so much more. When you're on the go, stop at the Campus Shop. Right across from the main entrance of the Student Union Building. Open weekdays 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. and 10 till 10 on weekends.
The world today can be a scary place. Hard to keep your faith in the human race. We're running out of trees and we're running out of space, but we'll never run out of good people. Ask them for a shovel and they'll dig you a hole. Put the covey on, drag you in from the cold. If you get lost, they'll show you where to go. Even give you a ride, good people. Good people aren't hard to find. They're right around the corner at the end of the line, it's true. Good people got peace of mind. And I'd like to spend some time with you. Ooh. A man ain't nothing if he ain't got a friend. Down and out without a penny to spend. The bells above will ring in the end. Good people. Good people aren't hard to find. They're right around the corner at the end of the line. It's true. Good people got peace of mind. With good people.
Good people aren't hard to find. They're right around the corner at the end of the line, it's true. Good people got peace of mind. And I'd like to spend my time with you. Good people aren't hard to find. They're right around the corner at the end of the line, it's true.
Day can be a scary place. Hard to keep your faith in the human race. We're running out of trees and we're running out of space, but we'll never run out of good people.
Fake drugs, get yourself that stereo down. Town, you're shopping like an animal. My, my, you gone and got yourself so high. Like new roommates, at first it's so agreeable. Fake drugs creep up like the sunrise. Time drags under gray and purple skies. Turn tricks, get yourself a